fact, I'm not even sure Dick Vermeil will pick them. His Fearless Forecast is presented by Independence Blue Cross. Live Fearless. Ladies and gentlemen, the great coach, Dick Vermeil. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
Hey, Dick, let's start with your impressions of the loss last Sunday in Dallas. What did you feel about that game?
Well, I really, be honest with you, as a former coach and a fan, I thought the officials determined the winner of that football game. I really did. They did a poor job, and I don't think they have any excuse for it.
All right. And, Dick, in your career, I'm sure there were games where you thought the officials had a major effect. You really use that excuse, correct, if ever?
Yeah, I used to get mad about it, but there were fewer things to call in those days.
Yeah.
And when they blew a call, many times it was really obvious. And right. I can remember a couple specific calls that blew that cost us a football game, and one time it cost us a position in the playoffs. But I just think, just watching the Dallas game and then watching last night's game, the officials are almost manipulating who wins. It's very frustrating for a former coach and a real fan.
Dick, I can remember shots of you on the sideline really freaking out after a bet. Are you like that now? Like when you were watching the game last Sunday and the first play was called, do you still get that angry?
I get upset. Yeah, I get mad. I get mad at the coaches. I get mad at the players. I get really mad at the officials. I sort of vent through the ball game, not like I used to, but, more like a fan. When I was on the sideline, I had a hard time controlling my intensity many times. And I probably was a negative because when I was at the Eagles, I called all my plays myself, too. And so you had to swear, then jump back right under your call,
Well, we enjoyed all that passion. We thought it was great, Dick. Let me get to Wentz, Dick, because there's so much now to process. He has been struggling. He had a good end of that game, and now we find out he's had a crack bone in his back. Dick, as you look back on it now, could you tell there was something physically wrong based on the way he was playing?
I didn't see anything. I really didn't. I know that's been said all through the season, he's not quite, he's coming off injury. I haven't seen it, okay? I don't think they've been as productive offensively, but I'm not too sure it's all his fault, when they open up and try to come from behind late in the ball game, fourth quarter, he looks like Carson Wentz of old. So, I'd like to see him start out that way, start the first quarter as if maybe you're down by 14 and it just wing it a little bit more. And, I'm not second-guessing anybody, but I think he's the same guy. I really do.
Are you saying that once they have to become more aggressive, he's more effective, and then not doing that early in the game? Is that what you're seeing in these slow starts, Dick?
Well, haven't we seen that in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
And, we've been behind, and I think he's been they open up a little bit more, spread the formations more, and get that ball downfield a little bit more, and I think that's good for him. I think he handles that well.
Dick, when you got a player, especially one important like your quarterback, do you expect them to always tell you when they're injured, or are they going to hide that from you because they want to play?
I've had him hide it. Most of the time, you can recognize it. But not always. And, and this back thing, I don't think you could detect it. If it was really painful, you could detect it. So I don't think it was really bothering him as much. It wasn't bothering him so much that the coaches could detect it. I've had players tell me, not tell me, that they had some kind of an injury, yes.
Well, here's what I'm curious about, Dick, because you're right, it was a simpler time back when you were coaching. But the Eagles have had a lot of issues with the medical staff this year. They played a Jaya game with a torn ACL. Clearly, this was not diagnosed until very recently that Carson Wentz had a crack in his back. As a coach, did you ever question or even challenge the medical staff?
Oh, I think coaches all questions silently, behind closed doors with the staff about the medical staff, but I'm not seriously and not openly. I had DeStefano here, and he was outstanding. And he was a player's guy, a coach's guy. He understood the game. I had a great staff at the Rams. I had a great staff at the Chiefs. And, you know, I've tried to stay away from thinking I knew more than I really did, you know.
Right. You watched the game last night, and San Diego did something very startling, dramatic. They went for a two-point conversion with 4 seconds to go. Now that we look back on the Dallas game, Dick, the Eagles were down a point with 1:39 to go and had the option of going for two to get the lead. Would you have gone for the two? Were you surprised that Doug Peterson did not go for the two there?
Knowing me, I probably would have kicked it,
okay,
tied it up. You know, in my last 5 years of coaching in Kansas City, I had that opportunity a couple times, okay?
Yeah.
Against New England in 2002, I kicked it and tied it up with no seconds left, like 40-40. And if I had it to do over again, I would have gone for two because they were moving the ball so well offensively as we were in the ball game. But I thought, God, we win the toss, we'll score. They won the toss. You know, for me, whenever it was 50-50, I lost 90% of the time. Okay. Then against the Raiders another time, I decided to go for it, and we won the football game in a slightly different situation.
Wow.
I think with the time left that Doug had there and his thinking, you know, and it's not all one thought. Usually you're communicating with somebody in the press box as well. I probably would have done the same thing.
Wow, that's fascinating. Dick, I'm very curious. You mentioned earlier the officiating. Is it worse now than when you coached?
Oh, much worse.
It is.
Much worse.
Explain.
I mean, for example, offensive interference on the touchdown call back to our tight end last week.
Goddard.
I mean, that's absolute. That cost you a ball game. That's absolutely ridiculous. And I think it's a field judge back there. Hadn't done anything all day. He said, I'd better let everybody know I'm here and get graded, Parker. You know, just terrible call. And they had some of those calls last night, you know, against both teams last night. Kansas City scores a touchdown because three times on third downs, their long yardage conversions were made by some kind of a pass interference call or some penalty. And the same thing happened in favor of the Chiefs. If the officials call, and even the announcers, where did that come from? I couldn't see it. It's changing the outcome of football games.
Dick, what I'm hearing from you is that there are too many flags. Is that what you're telling me?
There's too many things to call.
Yeah,
way
okay.
Too many things to call. Then they call something that's not even there. Then they miss something that's glaring. So there's an inconsistency. I don't know if it's a lack of experience, but I really just think we're giving them too many things to call.
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little bit about Nick Foles because we haven't seen him in a long time, Dick. But, boy, when we did see him, we have great memories of him. What can you expect of a guy who's been on the sidelines for 2.5 months?
Well, I think he'll play with great poise. He's going up. If you can block Donaldson inside, you know, you've got a pretty good chance to move the ball. Their defense is not great. You know, their Ram defense is not great. Their offense is outstanding. They're going to score points. And with the secondary in the shape that ours is, it's going to be very, very, very tough. In fact, I can't figure out why Dallas waited so long in the ball game to start going after the inexperienced corners downfield deep.
Yeah.
You know, it's just sometimes you wonder if they even read the injury report or know who's playing in the second year.
Dick, did you ever have a season where one position was hit the way the Eagles have been in the defensive secondary this year?
I don't remember ever experiencing the injuries that the Eagles have experienced this year. I don't ever remember it. I really don't. And I'm, you know, I've had 15 years as a head coach. We've had guys banged up and injured, but not depleting a football team like the injuries have this year for them.
All right, Dick, without further ado, you've been very honest with us in your picks. Dick Vermeil's Fearless Forecast. Dick, what's going to happen when the Eagles face the Rams Sunday night?
The Eagles are going to get beat. Yeah, I don't think I think they'll play hard. They'll play with great character instilled by their coaching staff and Doug and Schwartz and those guys. They'll play hard, and Foles will play as well as he can. But they won't be able to score enough points because now that Dallas gave the Rams more motivation, more insight into what to do against that secondary, right? So I don't think they can play with them. I really don't, due to the injury factor.
All right, one last question, Dick. A lot of people are going to have holiday parties, and they don't know what to serve as a beverage. Do you have a suggestion to them?
I would say the moderately priced proprietary blend 34 is a real good selection, and our Sauvignon Blanc. That's hard to find in our state stores. There's only a few of them that carry it, but they can Google Vermeil Wines and have it sent to their door. Okay?
Vermeil Wines. The key is get Vermeil Wines. Go to vermeilwines.com for the coach's entire wine selection. Dick, it's always an honor. Thank you, sir.
All right. Merry Christmas.
All right. Same to you. All right, Al.